would like to express my thanks to the organizing committee for giving this chance for me to talk about our work on projection synthesis for engineering of optical states using multiple interferometer structure. So this work is done in collaboration with Adam Milanovic from Poland and Professor Kohashi and Imoto from Osaka University, Japan. So basically, I will talk about high-dimensional space QDIST states. Then I will introduce the basic so-called quantum QDIST device, which was proposed to truncate an input coherent light up with some photon number state in Fock state expansion. Then I will show that to some extent, quantum QDIST devices have some limitations. So in order to overcome these limitations, we slightly modify a multiport interferometer so that we can extend the QDIST state structures that we can prepare. Basically, this modified multiport interferometer will be used to show that we can have state truncation, hole burning in the Fock state expansion of a input field, state filtering, and Fock state synthesis. If I have still time, I'll talk about some practical considerations, and then I'll complete my talk with a summary. So basically, our purpose is to have d-dimensional quantum states. You can generate this starting from a basis state and apply d-dimensional operators, like in the case of coherent state. Or what you can do is to apply state truncation. You are given an optical field, and you truncate it up to some photon number state. And in all this work, what we do is to utilize projection synthesis. So what we have, we have an input state that we want to use for engineering of the out to some state, and we have some ancillary state. We have some unitary evolution, and at the end of this evolution, we make conditional measurements. Based on this conditional measurement, we extract the desired state. So one of the typical devices that was proposed which utilizes projection synthesis was so-called quantum QDIST device by Peck, Phillips, and Barnett. The scheme is very similar to the teleportation, that you have an input field that you want to engineer, that you want to prepare a qubit state, a superposition state. What you do, you have a single photon source as a resource. You mix it with, you send it to a beam splitter where it mixes with a vacuum field. Then you have an entangled field at the output of this beam splitter. What you do, you mix one qubit from the entangled state with a coherent light, and then you make conditional measurement. If your measurement results in one photon in this detector and no photon in this, what you get is a superposition state of vacuum and single photon, which is actually the truncation of the coherent light, input coherent light here, of this single photon level. So we studied this basic scheme and elaborated it and proposed a typical practical, typical experimental scheme to realize this in practice, which uses parametric down conversion as single photon source and on-off detectors. So we included all these typical practical problems like mode mismatch, detector problems, and everything. And what we concluded is that this scheme will work if you are working in a weak coherent state regime. Later experimental realization was done by Bobby Chiev at a group of Alex Lvovsky at the time at Konstanz University. And their experimental findings really match with our theoretical results. Then a natural question people start asking is what we can do after what photon number state we can truncate a coherent light. A simple extension was done by Jansky group. What they did is just they put another single photon into the first beam splitter, and then what they look is coincidence detection at these two detectors. What we saw when you input a coherent light here, you can truncate it up to this two photon level. So now we have cutless state, and you can the other parameter that we can utilize is the beam splitter transmission coefficients. So along these lines, any beam splitter parameter will give you a fidelity equal to 1 for the teleport or for the truncated state. Then we asked the question whether we can, using this simple scheme, we can go beyond Q-trick. Unfortunately, our analytical studies and also numerical simulations show us that we cannot go beyond that with this simple scheme. So what we did, we just ran numerical simulation, taking into account different conditional measurements, different beam split parameters, and in all these cases with the basic scheme, we end up with fidelity much lower than 1. So what we can do to go beyond Q-treat, the solution that immediately comes to our mind is just increase the number of beam splitters and increase the number of input photon states. So this is, then you end up with a multiple interferometer. But when you look at the traditional multiport interferometer and compare it with the basic quantum scissors device, you see that the biggest difference is in this affects beam splitter, because in the basic quantum scissors device, we are looking for a teleportation-like process where there is no direct link between the input and output port. But in the multiport interferometer that has been studied in literature for a long time, since 19, I think, end of 1980s, this affects beam splitter channels some of the input field to the output. So the slight modification that I mentioned at the beginning of my talk is that let's get rid of this beam splitter. So when we get off this beam splitter, we end up with a teleportation-like design. We have 4 inputs. These 3 inputs will be our ancillary state where we will input single photon states. And this is the any optical field that we want to engineer. So this will be our output state, and we will have conditional measurement here. So the parameters that we will optimize to do the required task is the beam splitter parameters, transmissions. So one can easily see that actually this multiport interferometer can be reduced to the typical quantum scissors device by just eliminating some of the beam splitters. So we have analyzed such a scheme, and we show that we can go up to truncation of coherent light up to 6 photon level. Idea is again the projection synthesis, use single photon input detection, and then manipulate, optimize your beam splitter parameters. Yeah. So let me just give the results what you can do with such a scheme. You can have your field, and you can selectively remove some of the Fock state from your Fock state expansion of your field. But since the scheme works as a truncation scheme, you don't have an infinite number of elements in your superposition state, but first, actually, you truncate your input field up to some level, and then selectively remove some of the Fock state from this expansion. So I gave some examples here that you truncate Fock state higher than 4 photon number, 4 photon, and then you selectively remove this 2 photon Fock state from the expansion by properly choosing the beam splitter parameter. If you want, you can design your beam splitters and the detections, the conditional measurement in such a way that you will have only the superposition of Fock state with odd photon number, in the same way even photon number. But you see, for some of these design parameters, you have very fancy numbers for transmission properties of beam splitters, whether we can get such precise values for beam splitters is a question. So I will discuss those things later. What you can do, you can, moreover, do just the opposite process where you just filter some of the Fock states. So these are our purposes, to choose some of them. So here I give again some parameters. If you want to have a superposition of vacuum and two photon state, you choose such a beam splitter series. So actually what you see here, we have transmissions one, so three of the beam splitters in the scheme will be eliminated, then you just use 50-50 beam splitters. Or if you want to have odd number, superposition of odd photon number states, then you use such a beam splitter. And in the special case, what you can do from an input coherent light, you can synthesize Fock states. So two photon Fock states or three photon Fock states are possible. So indeed, in this basic scheme, what we have seen is that with four input four output multiport interferometer case, we couldn't go beyond six photon level. So we could only truncate input coherent light up to six photon state. Beyond it, we couldn't go. We don't have an analytical proof of that, but all our numerical results show that we couldn't achieve a fidelity very close to one for photon number state higher than six. So when we came to the practical considerations, well, we have detection problem, mode mismatch, dark count, and so on. Here I give some typical examples, fidelity of the output state with respect to detector efficiency and dark count per pulse. What you see here is that when you are working in the region where you have coherent light with weak intensity, basically the output state, the desired state fidelity, the fidelity of the output state to the desired one is almost not affected by the detector efficiency. So if we increase in coherent light intensity, then definitely we have we go to lower fidelity region. In the same way, dark count in the photo detection process is actually effect of dark count is much stronger than the detector efficiency. But still, if you keep your working region in the weak coherent light, it will not cause any problem. So in the multiport interferometer, we have a number of beam splitters, as I said. So what happens if we deviate from the ideal values? So we analyzed using noise operators, beam amplitude damping in beam splitter and phase dissipation at the beam splitter. The results are again the same. So if you work in the weak coherent light, your system or your desired state will not be affected very much for this experimental imperfectness. So a typical example for the basic scheme of quantum physics device. So I all talk about the fidelity of the input output state to the desired one. But actually, when you are working in the weak coherent light regime, what you can do, if your purpose is to generate a qubit state, superposition state of vacuum and single photon, you can actually, no need to go to the teleportation-like process, you just use a very optimized weak light. So when we run this test, what we found out that actually by optimizing the intensity of your light to a specific superposition state, you can get fidelity values very close to one, even though you don't go through this truncation teleportation-like process. Then the problem arises, how you verify that the state you generated is the one that you desired. So we propose to look at the state tomography and look at the linear function. So in all the cases where you optimize your coherent light to obtain a specific superposition state of vacuum and single photon, what you see is your Wigner function will be always a Gaussian-like structure. It will be like coherent light, Wigner function of the coherent light. But in case of this teleportation-like process in quantum scissors device, what you see in the for the ideal case, we have this distorted Wigner function with a negative value, and if you include experimental imperfections, photo detection, and etc., what you see that you still have a negative part here, but the amount will decrease. So in order to verify that this teleportation-like truncation process works, one should go to the state tomography. So this is that is what I would like to talk today, basically what we saw that we showed that quantum physics device can be generalized up to some extent to tele-generate or tele-engineer an input field. So basically, we could go up to 6-photon level, and detection imperfect problems with detection does not actually affect the outcome very much. So I didn't go into technicalities. If you are interested, you can look at the manuscript at quantum pH. Thank you very much.